So, I'd like you guys to tell me, how many mama's boys are in here? Whether you're in my server or somewhere else listening to this, are you a mama's boy? I bet you are. What do you like best about your mommy? Her big stripper titties. Her nice round mommy ass. Her thick thighs. What do you love most about mommy? Huh? Well, I'll tell you what, I love my mommy. Oh, I love Yes, I love my mommy. And I bet you love your mommy too, don't you? I know you do. Well, that's what today's audio entails. It's a custom someone ordered about their dear mother. Oh, how I love mommy's boys. Now remember, if you would like to get a custom from me, you know where to find me. You can either find me in my server, or you can always go to allmylinks/pervertparadise. That's right, allmylinks.com/pervertparadise. You'll find a link to my Discord server and my ex videos, my ex hamster, whatever you want to go see, because I have so much more to offer you. All right, well, let's get started, huh? I'm so happy you got to stay home from school today. Well, I guess it's what happens when it snowed in. God, it's so chilly out, isn't it? Well, I guess we're just gonna have to make do inside, huh, little guy? Oh, I know, you just had your 10th birthday. I know you miss your friends, but I promise we could have a lot of fun in here. Oh, don't whine like that. Come on, be a good boy for mommy, okay? There's lots of stuff we can do. Well, I guess my son is just really gonna be a brat today, huh? Well, at least I have the day planned for us already. I walk into the kitchen and I catch out of the corner of my eye my son walking in behind me. I notice he's been really looking at me lately. I start to think maybe I should stop dressing like this around the house. After all, I mean, can I really blame him? He's just starting puberty and I have triple D tits that just practically overflow out of my top. It's hard to keep them in. I don't know. Well, I mean, but this is just what's comfortable. I've been wearing these kinds of tube tops for years. Well, maybe I'll try to cover up when his friends come over next. He's still so short, barely half my height. Just keep wondering when he's gonna grow taller. Wearing a long, tight pair of yoga pants. My huge ass barely contained by them. Tight little waist, since I do work out every day. Oh, the mother of any little boy's dream. lips. I see you following behind me. What is it? What? I'm not gonna order pizza for dinner. Well, you drive a very hard bargain. Okay, I'll tell you what. If you can beat me in a wrestling match, you can have pizza for dinner. How about that? I'll even get your favorite, too. And dessert. You want to go right now? Okay. Thinking in my mind that my little boy doesn't even stand a chance. After all, he's only 10 years old and I work out every day. But I follow him to the living room anyways. I yell, "Round one!" Just to kind of mess with him. He gets all excited. All right, are you ready? Nods his head. Okay, well, I'm not gonna say I didn't warn you. I quickly pin him down. Since he's only a little guy, it was quite easy. I use my hands to hold his to either side. This, well, puts my jiggling boobs right above his face. And then I start to realize something. Since I'm practically suffocating him with my huge breast. Oh my. My little boy really is becoming a man. I start to feel a bulge form in his pants. I take my hand down there. I start kind of grinding on his leg a little bit, just while I stroke his cock from the outside of his pants. I start to feel very wet and tingly down there. I guess I am one of those mommies. Maybe I am just a petal mom. Maybe I like little boys. I don't know what it is, but just wrestling with my son, pinning him down to the floor, realizing that he's hard, I start to feel myself dripping in between my legs. I go ahead and I take my huge mommy ass and I grind it up against his tiny little cock. I pull his pants down and really get to work, practically gripping his dick in between my huge ass cheeks, basically stroking him off with it. Ah. Oh. His sweet, hard little cock feels so good. I never thought I'd want to fuck my son. I never thought I would want my 10-year-old's cock inside of me. Like I said, maybe I really am a pedo mommy. I start to realize his face is getting really, really red. I look over at him. "Oh, honey, it's okay. You know this is perfectly natural, right? I mean, wouldn't you rather do this with your mommy for the first time than anyone else? It's okay, it's okay. Look, you know, here soon, you're gonna start feeling more things, and there's going to be white stuff that comes out of your little boy cock called cummies. It's almost like white pee. And you need to let mommy know when you start feeling like it's going to come out, okay? Because then I can help you make more come out. Do you understand? That's my good boy. I see that he's really staring at my huge, huge breast. I put him back into his face, just kind of letting him put his head in between them, letting him enjoy them, letting him suck my nipples. I reach my hand down, start stroking him again. Oh. He is so, so sweet. I go, you know, we're still supposed to be wrestling. I pin him to the floor with my big breast, just completely knocking him over with them. He's so sweet. Oh, and he smells so good. So innocent. I guess it really is best that a young boy has his first time with his mommy after all. I go ahead and I switch around again as I have him on the floor. I sit on top of him, squeezing his little cock in between my ass cleavage again. Oh, making sure to show even more above his head. Gets harder and harder. He is really, really ready for me. Keeps saying that he wants me to get off of him, but I keep telling him that I'll feel better and better. Just focus on mommy's big boobies. Come on. Mesmerized by them. You know you like them, sweetie. I just want you to make some of that white pee-pee, that's all. I want you to make cummies for mommy. You think you can do that? Yes? Oh, what a good boy. Come on. Put your little cock in between my breast. My big, huge, triple D tits. Just rub it right in between them. Oh, just let it all out. Wow. Oh, look at all of those cummies. Yes, honey. Just let it out. Let it all out, come all over mommy's big, big boobies. Just keep focusing on me. Come on, just keep staring at them and keep coming for mommy. You are such a good boy. Oh, that is so much cum. You did such a good job. Oh, and your little whimpers were so cute. Oh, sweetie. Oh, I began to really tit fuck him more and more, using all of his cum that was already drenched my breast, using it as lube. Trying to make him come more and more. I just want as much little boy come as I can get. I never thought I'd be a desperate come whore for my 10-year-old son, but I just can't fucking help myself. Ah, he comes again. Right in between my big bare breast. I keep telling him, it's okay. It's okay. Just keep going. Let out a little more. And a little more. My God. I never thought a little 10-year-old could come so much. I see him fall over from exhaustion, laying on the floor. I've never seen so much cum before in my life, especially from my little boy. I'm so turned on, soaking wet. I rip my yoga pants off, throw them to the side. I quickly mount him, pinning him down yet again, since we're technically still wrestling. It looks like I'm winning, too, just like I knew I would. Though I'll probably still give him pizza for dinner. I grab his little cock. Seeing me fully naked, mommy's big ass, tiny waist, my huge, cum-covered tits. I see his little cock. Get hard again. I don't waste any time. I bring my sweet little 10-year-old son deep inside of me, bringing him right back to where he came from. The cunt that birthed him. Fucking his little 10-year-old cock now. Ah. I bet mommy's wet cunt feels so good. I grind on you. Really, really give it to my little boy. I tell him, come inside me, sweetie. Come deep inside me. Oh, I'm not gonna stop. It's not wrong, honey. It's not wrong. Oh, wouldn't you rather do this with mommy than anyone else? You're such a good boy. He keeps protesting, asking me to stop, telling me this is wrong, but it feels so good. I quickly get tired of him trying to get me to stop grinding on him. I immediately take my big, huge breast as I lean forward, still grinding on his sweet little 10-year-old cock. I engulf his face, hearing him muffled trying to say stuff. Whimpering in between my breast as I grind up and down on the sweet little 10-year-old cock. Come on, honey, let out just a little bit more deep inside your mommy. You can do it. Come on. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, what a big load of cummies. Letting out all of that white pee-pee deep inside of your mommy. How does it feel, sweetie? How does it feel to lose your virginity to your mom? In an incestual relationship with your own mother. I don't hear him say anything back. I look down, realize that I came too quite a bit, and that he's also unconscious. Well, I guess that makes sense. I mean, he came like 10 times. I pick up his little unconscious body. I lay it into his bed. Put the covers over him. I get on the phone. I order his favorite pizza and dessert. I make sure it's ready for him for whenever he wakes up. Ah, that was the best sex I ever had. Who knew I could have the best sex of my life with my sweet 10-year-old son. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Who doesn't love a loving pedo mommy fucking her mom, fucking her son unconscious? Oops. Well, I sure had a good time. And I always enjoy those mom-son stories. They're so fun. They are such a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed it too. I don't know. I might do this one publicly. I might put it in VIP. I don't know yet. But for who ordered this, I hope you really enjoy it. And please, please give me some feedback. Let me know what you thought. I did just kind of like read through your little description and just kind of try to wing it and really say those trigger words you asked for a lot. So I really hope you enjoy it. And I hope you guys enjoyed it too. Because of course, I always add my own little things to it. You know, every custom I do, it's, you know, it's not just a custom. It's more than that. You know, it's a piece of artwork for me. I really put my whole mind into it. You know, I really sit here, I think about it, I read through it a few times before I start. I really, really put everything I have into my customs, and I work really hard on them. So if you want to order one, come on. Dude, you could literally give me a sentence or two to work with, and I'll make something great out of it. Well, hopefully. You guys have the best ideas. You know that, right? And if there's anything, like maybe you can't afford a customer or something, and you just, you know, you have an idea and it's not really like fully fleshed out, but it's just like a couple sentences or like a paragraph, you know, just like a little baseline, throw it my way. Because you never know. Maybe I'll be like, ooh, that's awesome. I'm going to do that. And then I'll do it next. You really never know. So I'm totally open to ideas. Totally open for customs. Yeah, so come on over. Remember, allmylinks.com/pervertparadise. And then just go ahead and click on the little Discord server to come find me and send me a DM. Let's chat about it. And follow me on Twitter if you have a Twitter. That would be @TabooKatie. Okay. Have a good night, guys. Thank you so much for listening. All right. Bye-bye.